We got a lot coming up, so don't leave your phone, don't leave your computer. I've been saying that all afternoon, more coming. And right now, we have some more YP highlights, right?
Yes,
right.
What's coming up?
It's really cool. We have for the lineup for the next couple videos that you're going to see, it's actually resources. Like, if I want to do a startup, like, where do I even start for my startup? How do I get connected to resources that can help build me professionally, that can help build my ministry? And so we just have highlighted some various resources, from food to networking, all kinds of things young professionals like to enjoy.
Yes.
And we hope you will be blessed by these next video highlights.
Good afternoon, ASI Young Professionals. I'm Michelle Dukamas, and I have the privilege of being here this afternoon with Jesse Zwicker, the co-founder of Hive International. And Jesse, I have a question for you. Why did you start Hive?
Thank you, Michelle. Actually, you know, when I was 19 years old, I grew up in Switzerland, and I just dropped out of college to go and work as a missionary in the mission field in Honduras. And we started a project there, and I got into the mission world, really, missionary world. And I saw a whole bunch of cool ideas, awesome ideas. And I met many different people with lots of talent and lots of young people that were really excited about doing God's work, but really not being done very effectively. And so later I got into business. I started a couple of companies and I started realizing, whoa, there's incredible potential out there for scaling up ideas, for being able to really have an impact, not just for profitability, which that's important, but really also to have an impact. You know, Jack Dorsey said the most important thing to be able to spread a message is a business or a corporate structure. So using that method, business, to actually do impact, to really spread a message, was really big on my agenda. And then getting into consulting and helping other ministries, helping businesses to do, especially in the startup world, I just realized I'm not the only one wanting to start companies and wanting to do this kind of stuff. A recent study came out and said over 50% of millennials want to start their own startup, you know? And so I'm like, wow, we need to harness this stuff. We need to build an organization that can really help our young people to really get a head start in developing their startups, in building their ideas into not just nice ideas that have a little, you know, a little bit of an impact, but really make them scalable, make them profitable, make them really be able to have the large impact that God desires for them. So this is why we started Hive.
Wow, that's amazing. And I agree. I've met a lot of people like you're talking about that have these ideas and don't know what to do with it. And I remember a couple of years ago when you were trying to convince me to go to the Hive camp that you all started to bring these young entrepreneurs together and get the training, be able to pitch ideas, get access to investment. And I kind of drug my feet. And then when I finally went, I flew all the way to Berlin, Germany for this. It was well worth it. And honestly, it was super inspiring and I love it. So Hive now, I know, has been coming to the US. In fact, Hive International has partnered with ASI, and there was supposed to be a Hive camp right before ASI. I know that some of our viewers watching were actually signed up for that and disappointed that due to COVID, unfortunately, that did not happen at that time. However, tell me a little bit about what is happening with Hive and how we can be involved.
We figured out, hey, let's do a global summit. And so we decided to do in November, November 16 to 22, basically a whole week of a virtual summit, a global summit, where anybody from anywhere in the world can pitch their idea, can pitch their startup idea, business, ministry, startup. And we get investors involved from all over the world now. because we're doing it virtually. I mean, it's I'm very excited about it. We have 50 plus speakers confirmed to come in and speak from the GC, from ASI, of course, from a number of different experts and business, you know, people that have had lots of experience in doing successful stuff and also making lots of failures, and they'll share their stuff. And we have a number of consultants coming to help the startups during this time to give feedback and to really do business consulting and help these guys along the way to make sure that their ideas become a success.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. So Hive with a Y, hiveinternational.org. The Global Summit is coming November when?
November 16 to 22.
November 16 to 22. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much, Jesse. It's been great having you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
ASI Young Professionals, my name is JR. I am the co-founder of an Adventist food conference ministry called Bite Size Talks, where we take Adventist food entrepreneurs, share the story of how they use food to reach the community. We actually have a video for you guys to see of what our conference is all about. And we actually want to invite you at the end of the video to our Bite Size Talks virtual summit on August 16th. Where we take other Adventist food entrepreneurs and have them share their story of how they got started in the food business. So I hope you enjoy the video, and we hope to see you there.
Bite Size Talks is a platform for people who are passionate about food. Maybe you're a foodie, maybe you're a nutritionist, dietitian, a cook, and you see how your faith is driving you to use food to impact your community. Bite Size Talks really provides a platform for us to learn what food can do for the human body, how it can impact current diseases that are weighing upon whole societies and countries, and how what we can do cannot just be a business that's self-sustainable, that's innovative, but also that opens doors for faith and to be able to share with others the hope that we find in Christ.
Bite Size Talks is a one-day faith-based food entrepreneurship conference where we inspire and equip and educate people in the food space. We have vendors that are sharing the different food products that they have. We have different speakers who are talking about food, faith, and business. But not only that, we also have people try amazing food throughout the day. And so we have cooking demos, food demos, and all the above to get people the experience of what a faith-based food conference is about.
And so it's a very creative way to do it, and I really like what they're doing here because they got people from all different kinds of the food business, whether it's corporate consulting or they own a restaurant or they own a catering business or they're a doctor. Like, I like that they're pretty much telling you how you can use all sorts of different platforms to help people through food. And who doesn't love food?
In Alabama, I work as a nurse, and I see a lot of people who need a lot of help. They have a bunch of lifestyle diseases, and so much of their lifestyle diseases can be attributed to how they eat. And so I want to come here to learn how I can help them learn how to eat better, how to live better. And so that's what we're learning here at Bite Size Talks, hearing how others have done this and are doing this, and the new ideas they have, the new businesses that they're implementing. And I'm just trying to see how, as a nurse, how I can better and impact my community for the best.
it is just really eye-opening. I'm learning so many things, as well as giving myself reminders on what Christ would have us do. They talked about having a ministry, no matter what you're doing in life, where we can share Christ's love, and we can do so through the health message. It's enlightening to know that a lot of times people think, well, I can't eat right, or I can't exercise, or I can't get my rest because I'm so busy. But when you prioritize your life, you can do exactly what is needed so that you would have optimum health. And when you have optimal health, then you can share Christ's love, share other things about the health message. I don't know who came up with this concept, but I guess it's been 3 years, and it's just been wonderful, and I'm so happy to be here. And next year, you should join us too.
Hey, ASI Young Professionals. My name is Ryan Dye. I'm the Executive Director of CoLab, Inc., an Adventist-owned nonprofit that's focused on fostering the spirit of entrepreneurship and helping young business leaders, innovators, and visionaries through startup funding and mentorships. What began as a pitch competition on the campus of Walla Walla University about 5 years ago has grown to have a global reach, targeting the areas of technology, real estate, lifestyle, film and media, nonprofit development, and general entrepreneurship through podcasts, webinars, and live events, which we hope to get back to soon. Many of our events, whether online or in person, feature some of today's top business leaders and influencers, such as Daryl Gungadu, Kevin Alushala, and Seth Hill. They share their stories of success and failure and how faith has played a key role in their entrepreneurial journey. Our events often feature pitch competitions where young professionals like you get a chance to pitch your product, project, or service to a panel of industry-leading judges. This past year, CoLab has given away over $70,000 to 15 aspiring entrepreneurs who are developing amazing businesses centered on new technologies, documentary films, healthy food alternatives, nonprofit development, and much more. Wherever you may be in your career development, CoLab offers an event or program to help you get to the next level. Take a moment and visit our website, CoLabInc.org. There you can sign up for our newsletter and hear one of the latest episodes from our podcast, There to Hear. We look forward to connecting with you at one of our future events. And until then, be well and God bless.
Hi, ASIYP, Rebecca here. I have a special guest with me. Just want to introduce you to Tim Kosaka, who is the founder of Adventist Young Professionals. Tim, we're so glad you could share with us today. Can you just tell us, what in the world is Adventist Young Professionals?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the program today. Adventist Young Professionals is a network by and for young professionals of our church. And our goal is to connect, engage, and equip young adults personally, spiritually, and professionally. You know, so often young people are raised in an Adventist environment where they're surrounded by great individuals. They go to an Adventist school. They have a great church family. And often we, you know, graduate from college and we enter the real world, yeah. We start a career. And so often we're just one of a few, if not the only young Adventists in our environment. And so we seek to really help support individuals in that stage of their journey.
Really nice. Can you tell me more? Like, what kind of ways do you connect young professionals in?
Definitely. So obviously we're in a very unique time. COVID-19 has changed our world, and I think it's created a need and an opportunity for us to really serve the church, to serve the ministry, to serve young adults in this generation. And so we have a mix of virtual, and eventually we'll have some in-person opportunities. So starting with some virtual things that we do, earlier this year when COVID-19 was beginning, we started AYP Devotionals, which is basically a daily devotional that streams on Facebook and that brings young adults from across the U.S. and around the world together. And we've seen a lot of great relationships being formed, a lot of great friendships. We also are in the process of developing a variety of groups, AYP groups. And the idea is that young people who want to connect with others who share an interest with them and who may want to connect with people who are beyond their local area, we want to create a platform and a system where they can do that. So whether these are young evangelists or young business people or young writers, we want to create a system where we have group leaders and we have some structure, but where we're also empowering individuals to innovate and to connect and to build engaging relationships with one another. And obviously with the name professionals, we really want to help people to develop as professionals in a real world environment, but more specifically as Avanis entering the corporate environment. Mm-hmm. And so AYP Profiles is an element that we are working on developing that will basically be a social network website where people can create an account, where they can connect with others who share an interest with them, and where they can actually see job and internship postings by mm-hmm. Avanis across the world, and where they actually can also connect with a mentor who will actually be screening and helping to connect young people with more seasoned Avanis in their industry. And so those are kind of the virtual programming options that we are developing and that we have going. And our goal is to connect that, to kind of combine that with in-person networking opportunities through our ambassador team. So currently we have teams across the United States, as well as teams developing in Canada, Australia, and Liberia. And the idea is that in any area that we have a presence, our goal is that we would have ambassadors who are passionate young adults who are Avanis and who are passionate about, you know, growing networks and growing friendships and really building community. And that each ambassador would be connected with 1 to 2 dozen young Avanis who seeks to grow their community. And the goal is that these people are located within an hour of one another, but are from different churches, and that they're able to, you know, build community with others who they may not otherwise get to know. And the goal is that these groups of people can utilize the structure and the resources of AYP and pair that with the innovation and the creativity of young adults to do events, to do projects, to do ministry together, and to grow together as an engaged generation of Seventh-day Adventists.
Wow, that is so awesome, Tim. It just sounds like you just have a full package deal right there.
I mean, it's by the grace of God, and amen. Definitely with a growing team, we're blessed. And we're trusting amazing. Him in each step. So
just real quickly, can you share with me, like, what inspired you to create this huge network and this platform? What's the why behind it?
Yeah, so people ask me this question quite often. And the cool and surprising thing is that, you know, my vision was definitely not as big as it's become. I think that this has definitely been a God thing. And as I've trusted him and let him lead, I've seen, you know, this network really grow beyond what I ever comprehended. But as a young person, as a high schooler, I remember my youth director in the Washington conference sharing the staggering statistics of how many young adults are, you know, straying from Adventism or straying from Christianity in that path, following college in that young adult life cycle. And I was blessed as I graduated from Walla Walla University to be offered a job at Southwestern Adventist University, where I'm surrounded by holistic individuals who share in my faith. I found a wonderful Adventist church environment, younger generation church here in Texas, that I was able to get involved in and build some good community with Adventists. But at the same time, I saw many of my friends kind of straying from the faith, not having the same opportunities that I had because they were, you know, alone in the journey. And that really inspired me to try to make a difference and to trust God and to follow his lead in that.
Amen. Wow, that is powerful. Well, just to wrap it up, Tim, how can young professionals get involved? You've shared with us so much and why you are doing what you're doing. How do we get in? How do we access this?
For sure. So we would love to connect with young professionals from no matter where you're from, no matter if we have a chapter in your area or not. We have, you know, a variety of resources that we would love to connect with you through. I think there's a link that's going to be put on the bottom of the screen that goes to our website, avanisyoungprofessionals.org. And on that website, there's a connect button on the top right-hand corner. We definitely encourage you to fill out a form there to connect with us there. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at yp.sda. And if you message us on either of those platforms, a member of our team will actually connect you with your regional director, and they'll get you connected with an ambassador.
Beautiful. There you go, ASIYP. Hit it up, AdventistYoungProfessionals.org. Let's get connected and let's be able to share Christ's love and network with each other as we develop as young professionals. Thank you so much, Tim.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care.
This media was produced by Audioverse for ASI, Adventist Layman's Services and Industries. If you would like to learn more about ASI, please visit www.asiministries.org. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.